The new federal coordinator for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline today told legislators that the White House wants to elevate the project for getting gas from the North Slope to North American markets, and the Obama administration is looking for ways to be involved. Larry Persily advised legislators not to take action to stop the project yet. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Larry Persily told lawmakers and a large crowd of staff members, lobbyists, and the public that the economic predictions on long-term market conditions, pricing, and costs for natural gas are all wrong, no matter what direction those predictions take. He says gas is part of any energy plan for the nation, and Alaska gas can be absorbed into the national supply.
Don't give up on a big project yet. A pipeline from the North Slope through Alaska, through Canada, tying into the grid that starts in Alberta that feeds gas across North America, from the Pacific Northwest to California, to upstate New York, to the Midwest, to the Southeast. That's the largest gas market in the world.
He said the response to the open season, when gas producers on the North Slope will bid on space in the line to transport gas, would determine whether the line will be built. That open season is set to begin in May. Persily was not supporting the state-licensed AGIA line or the BP ConocoPhillips line. And since he reports directly to the White House, he's looking for results, not labels. Persily addressed the market risks and arguments against the line, saying those elements must be shared and they are complex. For example, nationwide gas consumption actually fell in the U.S. last year.
Growth in electrical power, it really is the essential key, I think, to building up the demand to a point that Alaska gas can find a place in there.
The possibility of shale gas close to U.S. markets in very large quantities has been seen as a threat to the future of natural gas.
Shale gas is coming in many cases from new areas where there's not the infrastructure. There's, in the years ahead, they're going to need tens of billions of dollars worth of new pipe to move that shale gas to customers. So they also have their capital needs.
And the U.S. and markets in the Far East are already importing liquefied natural gas to the point that projections show an oversupply in another 5 years.
There are a lot of supply options in the Pacific at Tidewater that do not need an 800-mile pipeline through the Arctic to get their gas to a terminal.
Persily says these are the conditions and the forecasts the market will have to respond to, and they must be considered, but not until the open season is complete.
That's the opportunity to gauge what is the market demand. Are shippers willing to commit? Are investors willing to sign more than $100 billion in binding contractual commitments to use the pipeline for 20 years or more? Certainly at some point, the state, the producers, the pipeline owner, even the federal government are going to have to sit down and talk.
Kodiak Republican Alan Osterman, the chairman of the House Fiscal Policy Subcommittee, remembers discussing the pipeline in 1995 when he was first elected.
I'm still of the same opinion that I was back then in having this discussion, particularly with the industry at the table, was that when the industry can see the profitability of natural gas flowing out of Alaska, we will have a pipeline. And that same thing that we're talking about today, really.
Persily says there's nothing in Washington that's stopping the project, although there are steps that could be taken there to help it. He says the real issues are in Alaska, Texas, and Canada, and his job is to resolve them. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.